The Ben Ish-Chai begins Parashat Chukat with the pasuk Az Yashir Yisrael et Hashira Hazot Ali Be'er Enula. That's the Shirat HaBe'er. That's the song that Am Yisrael would sing while accompanying, while the Be'er Shel Miriam, while the well of Miriam accompanied them throughout their journey in the Midbar. נראה לי בסיעתא דשמיא דידוע דאנחנו מברכים ברכת המזון לתועלת המלכות העליונה להמשיך לה אורות מוחין וידוע כי המלכות נקראת באר ותרגום אינו לה שבחו לה וזהו שאמר עלי באר המלכות לקבל שפע אורות מלמעלה לכן אתם התחתונים אינו רוצה לומר שבחו לשם יתברך בברכת המזון לה לצורכה ולתועלתה ולא להנאתכם. The Ben Ish Chai, as he segues into the halachot of ברכת המזון, he teaches us that the פנימיות of the עניין of ברכת המזון, the secret behind the ברכה that we say ברכת המזון, which obviously is to thank Hashem for the bread that we ate, to say thank you for all the mazon, all that he nourishes us with. But every act that we do in Avodat Hashem has a deeper and a higher purpose. And it has a higher purpose in the Olamot HaElyonim, as we've been studying for many times. And says the Ben Ish Chai, Az Yashir Yisrael et Hashira Hazot Lemor Ali Ve'er Enula. Be'er, which means well, is a kinui, is a nickname for Sfirat HaMalchut, the lowest Sfira, the Sfira of Malchut, which is where all the Shefa, Bracha, and Or comes down from the higher worlds and gets ready to be distributed down to this world. That's the Sfira of Malchut. The Sfira of Malchut is where everything is collected and it's brought down eventually to this world. And our tafkid, our mission in Avodat Hashem, is to bring aliyah to the Malchut, is to bring Malchut, Sfirat HaMalchut, higher, to be mitchaber, to become close with the upper Sfirot, so that there should be a connection between all the Sfirot, so that all the lights and all the good kindness of Hashem that comes filtered through those upper Sfirot can come to Malchut and ultimately down to us. So that's why Malchut is called Be'er. It's the well where everything is gathered. So we say Ali Be'er. We want the Be'er to go up. We want to bring a Aliyah to the Sfirat HaMalchut. How do we do that? Enu La. Sing for about it. Sing about it. The Targum says Shabbahu La. Give shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for its purpose, for the goodness of Sfirat HaMalchut. That's al pi Kabbalah, the inyan ha-pnimi of Birkat HaMazon. And the Ben Ish Chai begins alacha alef, meforash bedivrei Rabbeinu Ha'ari b'shar ta'amei ha-mitzvot, v'ze leshono, gam tzarich sheteda, af al pi shenitba'er le'el shebetoch ha-seuda, im hu b'chol, ita'atzev elibo, ובפרט אם הוא ביחיד על החורבן, כנזכר בשם הזוהר, אמנם בברכת המזון עד רבה, צריך להראות שמחה יתרה בליבו. דארי הקדוש says in the ספר שער טעמי המצוות, that even though he spoke beforehand, telling us that during the meal, especially in the weekdays, a person should be what he calls יתעצב אליבו. It doesn't mean a person should be sad, but it means a person has to be serious. When a person eats his meals, he shouldn't be in a way that he's too lightheaded and careless and too haughty and acting with holelut, with clownliness. A Jew does not clown around during the meal. A meal is a serious time. It's even a time where a Jew is supposed to remember the Chorban Bet HaMikdash, especially throughout Yemot HaChol. And the Ari HaKadosh talks a lot about that. And he says, even though a person has to be very serious, even it even looks as if he is sad during the meal. But again, it doesn't mean to be sad. A person has to be happy with the good and to enjoy the good that Hashem gives him. But it means to be serious. When it comes to Birkat HaMazon, Adrabba, on the contrary, he's supposed to say Birkat HaMazon in a way that he shows how happy he is. To say it with Simcha Rabba, with gladness and with joy. Ve'hata'am, and the reason being, Ki inyan ha'achila hu b'malchut ha'elyona ha'nehenet mi'shefa ha'tif'eret, ועל ידי מה שאנחנו מכוונים באכילתנו, אנחנו ממשיכים לה השפע ומזון. וממה שאנחנו ממשיכים לה, היא מחלקת ונותנת מזון אלינו. As we just explained before, that the inyan of achila, the tikkun of our eating, happens in the sphira of malchut, just like malchut eats from where? From the sphirot of tiferet that give it. So when we are eating, we are enacting what the Sfirat HaMalchut is doing. Thereby we are bringing a tikkun to that Sfira. And so the more we have that in mind, the more kavana a person has when he's eating, the more he's able to be mamshich, to draw down Shefa HaMazon to Sfirat HaMalchut, which ultimately distributes down below to us. That's why it's a very big segula for Parnasa to say Birkat HaMazon with Simcha, to know that he's bringing a great and ultimate tikkun to Hashem's world. Ulekach tzarich levarech Birkat HaMazon be'ayin tova u'besimcha yetera, with a generosity of heart, with a happiness of the heart. Leheraot lefaneha kindivim. So Sfirat Malchut should see that we are being royal for its purpose. Be'ayin tova, lo ketzare ayin. To say it, to give it time, and to say it slowly, and to be generous with it. Ad kan leshono. Al kelkon adam yizaher levarech berkat hamazon besimcha v'tuv levav u'bechavana gdola. Therefore, the Ben Ish Chai ends off the halacha by saying a person should be careful to say berkat hamazon with simcha, with a good heart, with concentration. V'im en lo kos beyado, if he's not holding the kos, Yehu yadav asurot zo al gabezo alechaze, he should hold his hands together upon his heart, ve'otzem enav umvarech bechavana, he should close his eyes, or he should make sure that his eyes stick to the sidur. Ukemo shekatav Rabbeinu. And he goes on in halacha bet to give us a special leshem yichud, a preparation that a person, that a Jew has to have before he's about to say Birkat HaMazon, so that when he says it with the proper mindset and feeling of heart. רבי חננה בן הקשה אומר, רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל